Welcome back. We're broadcasting live from the TBEX Europe 2025 conference. It's being hosted here at the ATU in Letterkenny. And this is just part of a whole range of activities the hundreds of delegates have been involved in over the last number of days and into the future. And I suppose they've had an opportunity to see the best of our canton. You know what? Everywhere you turn, there's something beautiful. But I think for quite some time, maybe not getting a fair crack of the whip in terms of, you know, a tourism destination was Letterkenny. And Go Visit Letterkenny was formed, and I'm joined by a committee member here. It is Paul Byrne, Managing Director of the Radisson Blu Hotel Letterkenny. And you and other businesses came together. Was it to sort of make sure, you know, you got the fair crack of the whip, the fair exposure, you know, obviously with the Wild Atlantic Way and other sort of east of the county initiatives, etc.?
Well, great to be here, Greg. Thank you. And yeah, we came together. It's something that we actually did do before, prior to COVID. And this year, a lot of the business owners from hotels, bars, restaurants, activities, decided we should get together, start working together again to promote Letterkenny as a destination. Not just as a, it is a great base for exploring Donegal. You know, if you base yourself here, you can cover the county very well and see everything that this beautiful county has to offer. But there's loads to do here for families, couples, everyone looking for trips. And and we just wanted to get the word out there.
As someone on the coalface of hospitality and tourism, and they're all intertwined, of course, how significant do you feel it is having the TBEX conference here and all their delegates?
I think it's absolutely massive. And I want to say a huge thank you and well done to Mary Daly and Donegal Tourism for bringing this initiative here. You know, it will gain massive exposure. As we know, online now is the way that a huge amount of tourism promotion is done. That's the way of the world. And these people are here. And I'm delighted to say, from mixing with them and talking to them this morning, they love Donegal. They love Letterkenny. I was actually talking to a couple this morning who want to move here. And, you know, I think it's great exposure. Like I say, it's one of the modern ways of promoting yourself these days. And I think there'll be long-lasting benefits from it.
For sure. You have to have a finger in every pie. You know, you need the local media if it's a specific event. If you're talking about sort of the global industry, you need to have people like those that we are going to be speaking to over the course of the next hour. Listen, thanks very much for joining us. I really appreciate it, and well done to you and the rest of the team getting together and doing what you're doing.
Great, thanks, Greg.
That's Paul Byrne, Managing Director of Radisson Blu Letterkenny. All right, now one of those visiting here is Michaela Melosi, who is a TV host, Bare Feet on PBS, a huge network. Good morning to you, Michaela. Thanks so much for chatting to us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
It's great to have you. You probably get this a lot. Because I recognise you. You seemed familiar, right?
Yeah. But
it's not that we've met in person. It's just that you're out there, and that's what this is all about, isn't it?
It is. It is. First of all, I have to say thank you for having me. Donegal is a beautiful, beautiful county. This is about my 20th time in Ireland, so any excuse to come to Ireland, especially on a TBEX conference. But we filmed 3 episodes on the island of Ireland for our latest season, which came out in May on PBS. And we went all the way up to the Glenties, we went up to Malin Head in Donegal, and we also made our way up to the north, to Giant's Causeway in Belfast. But it's a gorgeous country. My approach to dance and music, excuse me, my approach to travel is through dance and music. And Ireland, to me, is it, dance and music is so organically integrated into the culture. So I just keep coming back here over and over again, and it's just so joyful.
It's proved really successful, but how do you pitch that, you know?
How do I pitch the show?
You know what I mean? Like, you know, to a company or a production company or what have you, you know, when it's a fantastic concept and it's proven successful.
And guess what? people said no to me over and over and over again. And so I just did it myself. The beautiful thing about public television, it's like RTE, where it's publicly funded, which now actually they're pulling the funding from it. But we are viewer supported and we get foundation support, support from the local destinations. And we've proven success. You know who we are. Mm-hmm. People across the United States, Canada, and around the world know that I travel through dance. When people see me on the street in New York, they're like, "You're that dancer. You travel around the world through dance." And it's so joyful. What I love about it is dance is a universal language. Music is a universal language. And whether I speak the local language or not, I'm having these immediate connections.
There's
with
a commonality,
someone's culture.
Isn't it? I mean, it's different dance styles in different places. It could be in India, it could be in Ireland, it could be wherever. But the fundamentals are the same. It's an unspoken language.
Right. Yeah. And you're smiling with someone. You're looking into their eyes. You're touching them respectfully, right? And you're in synchronization immediately. So for me, it's so joyful and a wonderful way to connect with the world.
It must have been a lovely honor, especially given the talent that is here, to give the keynote opening speech.
Yeah, it was a huge honor. To give a little backstory, I started attending TBEX back in 2012. That was my very first TBEX. I was a little blogger. I had no idea. This was pre-Instagram, YouTube, isn't what it was today. And I was just starting, just like a lot of folks here. And, you know, Rick and I have been very good friends over the years, and I've been coming to TBEX over and over and over again. And I think it was very paramount to show the success that can come from these storytelling ways of doing storytelling. So I started here like everyone else, and I'm still here. You know, this is part of my family, but it was a huge honor to share the story of how Bare Feet has grown, and to also share that being authentic in your own voice, right? Yeah. I travel through the lens of dance and music, and I never wavered from that.
But when you talk about authenticity, is it being honest with yourself? Is it being honest with the audience? Or is it both? Because one, even in this type of an environment that I'm in here, if you aren't who you are, you can't put on an act, right?
No.
Very, very quickly you get found out.
Oh, yeah. Okay? People could read through that.
So this is me, not on the radio. The only difference is less bad language, right? But fundamentally, I'm the same person.
Yeah.
Is that authenticity? Is that what you talk to?
Yes. The biggest compliment I get from my viewers is when they meet me in person and they say, "You're the same person we see in the show." And that to me means everything, because I'm not a trained actress. I'm not a trained journalist or host or presenter. I just have this genuine love and curiosity for culture through dance and music. Mm. And I don't mind being vulnerable on camera. And I have a knack for connecting with folks. And I'm a bit of a doer, right? So I'm like, how do we make this happen? But it's that authenticity of people can read through it. You know, they can read through that.
100%. Incredibly intelligent. And often the public isn't given, and I mean we, the public, aren't given the credit they deserve, as if they're ultimately influenced by everything. But they know what's real and what's not real. And as I said to Rick earlier on, in a world whereby, not necessarily in your space, but some of this is collabs between big companies, you still have to stay true to yourself,
or else
you get one payday and then
next
you're gone. Obviously now you've got the exposure of PBS and still use social media. What's the best social media at the moment for reaching people on, do you think? And maybe it varies dependent on your demo and dependent on, you know, who you want to reach. But, like, is there a way, is one sort of way, X is off the...
You know what I like to do? Is I put my phone down and I like to talk to people.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, social media is something we have to use to promote. But when it comes down to human interaction, I do a lot of speaking events. I do a lot of live events all over the country where I bring people together to dance.
But you've got to that point now. You've built your platform. Yeah. I'm kind of talking to those.
You know what is the best is your newsletter. I've built your own audience. Because what happens when Instagram is down for the day? Yeah. What happens when TikTok is shut down?
It also feels more direct and personal.
Yes, they hear my voice. So I collect their emails and I directly speak to them.
So I would say at this stage, between the jigs and the reels, pun intended, Ireland, Donegal has a strong place in your heart. And that's speaking to someone who's traveled so extensively as you have.
Donegal has a really special place in my heart. The first time I came was last year when we were filming. And it is this rugged and wild place. The people are rugged and wild and they're very kind. But it is this sort of this untouched gem, especially for people coming from outside of Ireland, of seeing this beautiful place that, you know, you go, I love Kerry, I love Dublin, I love Clare, but there are a lot of other tourists there, and Donegal still has this magic to it. So I don't know if you want most of us to come here.
Yeah, for sure.
No, but it's beautiful.
We can fit you all in.
True.
That's it. Yeah, and it's authentic. I mean, we are authentic, as you are, Michaela.
Thank you.
And it's quite interesting. You talk of authenticity, and I think that's one of our greatest strengths here.
It is.
In terms of the Irishness. Michaela, listen, lovely to meet you.
Likewise.
Thank you so very much. And continued success. And you're welcome back to Donegal, of course, anytime. You don't need me to tell you that, right?
Thank you,
okay,
Greg.
Thank you so very much indeed. That's Michaela Malozzi there, a TV host. Check out Bare Feet. It's on PBS, and those programs are broadly accessible. And it's not just, if you like, to sort of see what Michaela did here in Ireland, but she's gone from Central Asia to the hills of Turkey and all over the place and everywhere in between. All right, you're tuned to the 9 till noon show here in Highland Radio. We've got loads of great guests to bring you. Stay right where you are, back after these messages. Time is 11:17, and Michaela getting content just standing here dancing with people. Paula Barnes is a solo travel blogger and podcast host. Truly Expat Travel Podcast is the name of it. Paula, hello.
Hi.
And it's interesting to your market, because there's a growing interest in solo travel, isn't there?
Absolutely, especially women over the age of 45. And I think that's because we've got a new lease in life, and we've got most of the people that my audience are empty nesters. So it's about the next chapter in your life, about traveling alone, or I do host trips as well. So I'm quite passionate about it.
When you talk about solo travel, is it traveling on your own, or is it traveling on your own with a view to meeting groups of individuals, or is it both or what?
It's both. Yeah. So I started solo travel because obviously as an expat and a trailing spouse, my husband's always working. So a lot of the women that come on my tours they call themselves expat widows because their husband's always traveling and they're bored. And so they come along and with the intention of maybe future travel on their own, but they're a bit scared. So yeah, I do a bit of both.
So just in relation to that, how much of a focus do you have to place on safety and security?
Yeah, that's a big one, right? So there's quite a few times where a lot of the time at night you don't travel to, but the places that I travel to with groups are the places that you don't feel like you want to travel on your own.
Yeah.
For safety reasons. So it's, you know, in numbers.
But for the most part, I think most cities, the same rules apply, or most rural areas for that matter, about where you walk, when you walk, and not putting yourself in a position of danger. So, and it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, right? Yeah. There's basics there, but still sometimes we need to be fed that information and reassured.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was just in Qatar before I got here, and the first thing I asked the guy at the reception is, can I walk out at night on my own? Is it safe? And he's like, absolutely, you're in Qatar. So, yeah, that's the first rule of thumb.
How important is your relationship with your, I'm calling them consumers, right, but those that consume your information?
Yeah. Sorry, what did you just ask?
How important is that relationship that you have with them, or their relationship with you, I suppose?
It's very important because then they trust me. Like, they need to trust me to be able to believe that they can travel on their own. And if I'm not, to be honest, I'm a one-man band, so if someone contacts me, I'm contacting them back. So it is important to be in contact with them all the time.
Now, your job seems like the dream job, right? You get to travel all over the world, you know, create an income, create loads of new friends. But there must come a point where, is this work, is this travel, is this fun, is this a have to make, this content? How do you strike that balance, or is that doable?
Not doable. I don't know how to strike that balance. All I know is that every opportunity is potentially content. So for me, I don't know how to have a holiday. And if you're looking at my stuff and you think that it looks like a holiday, I'm doing my job well.
Well, they say, don't they, if you enjoy your work, you never work a day in your life.
Absolutely.
So I think that's how you found yourself in the position that this is who you are and this is what's worked for you.
Absolutely.
And bring the stuff.
Yeah. So, and I have a Singapore destination site that is, because I'm trying to promote Singapore as a destination, not a journey, like not a stopover. But this traveling the world is more my passion, if that makes sense.
Yeah, okay. And what stands out for you here on this trip?
The people. I mean, the people are so warm and lovely and friendly, and, you know, even in traffic, no one's beeping you in like they do in other countries.
But do you know what? I think we need to hear that, because we often talk about the highest cliffs, the great traditional music, the scenery, the sea, but fundamentally the people, we are the what. And if we lose that, we lose something about our, probably the most important thing, right?
I totally agree. I just think this part of the world is so magical. That's the only way you can explain it, because the people make this country, especially this region, where they're just so open and warm and friendly.
As you are. Thank you so much for your time, Paula. You're very generous.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Thank you. That's Paula Barnes, a solo travel blogger and podcast host. And you can check out Paula's work on the Truly Expat Travel podcast, where she shares bucket list adventures, solo travel advice, food. She's enjoyed the sea chowder here and ice cream as well, and was down at McGee's and Donegal Castle and all that. But quite important for us to hear what she says. What's been critical is the people. Palabo is the Radio Vagabond. Have I pronounced that correctly?
Not really.
Well, correct
but
me.
It's Palabo.
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 Okay, brilliant. Palabo. You're from Denmark.
I am, yes.
Okay, talk to me. What makes you the Radio Vagabond?
Well, when my kids moved out of the house, I thought, well, now's my window to start traveling. I've been living in this small town in Denmark for all my life, and I thought, oh, now I can go on a trip for maybe 2 years, and that was 9 years ago, and I'm still on that trip.
But you're on a perpetual trip.
Yes, and I don't have a home base anywhere. I don't even have an address. I'm not a resident anywhere. I'm still a Danish citizen, so I got my good Danish passport, but I'm full-time traveler.
So how do you stay rooted then, you know, and you know, for events like this or other things that you do? I mean, I can't imagine how that works.
Yeah, well, I didn't know if I was going to like it, if I was going to miss having this base, but yeah, I am, I guess, a vagabond at heart, and I don't miss having that base.
Okay. These vagabond shoes.
Exactly.
They're wearing away, but you can buy new ones. And also, too, the way the world is now, if you ever felt that you needed to get home immediately, you could. You've got that freedom, but you also have that security.
Yeah,
you?
And I can work anywhere. I just open my computer, get online, and do some work.
You've had a very rapid love affair with this part of the world, haven't you? This was your first time here, but I think already you've concluded it won't be your last.
Oh, yes. I've when people go to Denmark and they say, well, I've only been to Copenhagen, I get kind of, oh, yeah, Copenhagen's nice. And I'm guilty of that with Ireland until this trip. I've only been to Dublin, so I am so happy to be here. I landed at the airport, and on my drive down here, I was blown away by the landscape. And then I came and met the people and had a Guinness, and instantly I thought, I need to come back and spend a long time here and do a road trip of the whole region.
Sure. And make sure you incorporate the islands if you do.
Oh, yes.
They're just this wonderful, wonderful places, and tell a whole different story. And as authentic as we are, there's an extra five layers of authenticity there as well. I know you will love it. The weather, right?
I've come from Denmark.
This
so.
Is exactly what I'm going to say. We fixate about the weather. You know, when we said the TBEX conference was coming up, people were saying, well, I hope the weather holds out. I hope. And I'm at pains to point out, no, people do their research, right? They're not coming here in a vest, okay? You know, you've got your bag in your bag. You've got whatever outfit you need. The weather's not really a determining factor for an experienced traveler like you.
It's just about having an umbrella and a raincoat, so yeah.
Okay. How do you disseminate your experiences and share your experiences with your audience?
I do this podcast called The Radio Vagabond, where I do a lot of field recordings.
Yeah.
I'm a radio guy, so I've been doing radio since the mid-80s. And then it's podcasting now, and that's also how I make my money. I produce podcasts for clients, including the TBEX podcast, by the way.
Brilliant.
And my own podcast is a lot of field recordings where I walk the streets and you get the sound of the market and the sound of the local languages in the background, the music.
Brilliant.
And
so rather than in the early 80s or 90s where you're trying to get this crisp, clear uninterrupted sound. Mm-hmm. It's the ambience around you that's creating the magic.
Yeah, yeah. And just going on the street and doing my voiceover it brings a certain layer to it.
Given the type of work that you do, have you found yourself appealing, though not necessarily targeting, have you found yourself appealing to a particular group of individuals out there? Or?
Yeah, well, obviously, being from Denmark, I have a lot of listeners in Denmark, yeah. And then I don't know why, but a lot in the US as well. I can see where that has been done.
Because you see, I can see why that would. They trust you, right? But you're there, and mm-hmm. you know the warts and all, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can see why that would work.
But I think I've had people listening in 170 countries, so it's all over the place, and they skew a little bit older. I'm 60 years old myself, so they're like 50 plus.
It's your voice, isn't it? So they don't know.
Yeah, exactly. and a face for radio.
Or it could be your content. I'm going to put my feet up.
I'm actually 20 years old.
Listen, thanks so much, Palavo. It's been lovely speaking to you. Check out his podcast, The Radio Vagabond. Is it worldwide travel, mostly Europe?
Yeah, I've been to 127 countries so far, so it's all over the place.
And your podcast funds this. What am I doing wrong? I'm a radio guy. Get me out of here.
No, I also produce. I've been producing a lot for Lego and T-Bex and stuff like that.
Lovely stuff. Well, continued safe travels. The longest trip that I've come across in 9 years. Thanks so much, Palabo.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's another one of the delegates here. Check it out. Palabo, the Radio Vagabond. And there are so many people here with their own ways of reaching their public, be it through a podcast, be it through social media, or be it through whatever. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we've got more people to chat to in just a couple of moments. Stay right where you are. Welcome back to the 9 till noon show. We're broadcasting live here, as you've just heard, from the T-Bex convention, thanks to our friends at Go Visit Letterkenny. Thank you, by the way, for texting in. A lot of you reacting to our interview with Catherine Connolly. It's been quite interesting to get your feedback in relation to that. If I don't get to them because of the nature of us being out and about and what we're talking about now, I will carry them over to Monday because there's a further conversation there to be had. Okay, we're going to have a bit of music for you. Tara Conaghan joins me now from Glenties, but here in Letterkenny as well. Good morning,
how are you doing?
Oh, I feel happier now. Your enthusiasm is infectious. How are you keeping?
I'm very good.
Very good indeed. Now, you've got, I mean, obviously you are part of Product Donegal as well, right? As a musician, and, you know, that's so important and part of our culture and what our offering. But you're also a podcaster now yourself. What are you working on, or what's the nature of your podcast?
So, because I play in Irish music sessions, and I do see a lot of people struggle, because it can be intimidating when you're joining an Irish music session for the first time, or maybe, you know, you just don't get to the grasps of the etiquette in the session. What you're supposed to do, you know, is there a session leader? Is there, are you supposed to, when are you allowed to start a tune? All those kind of unknowns. And so I started a podcast to try and help people understand that. So I interview different musicians because we all have a different perspective on it. So that's where I come from.
Brilliant stuff. And have you any episodes out yet?
I have 6, and the 7th will be
brilliant.
On its way shortly.
And is it called In Tune With Tradition?
It sure is. You must have done your homework.
No, someone gave it to me. I wish I could claim to be that good, Tara. But I want to check it out, that's why. Good. And I know our listeners will. But have you found that more different people are coming to the podcast, right? Is it not just musicians, but, you know, obviously there's going to be an international market that wants to hear people talk authentically about traditional music? I don't know.
Yeah, it's surprising. I thought it would just be, you know, people who are maybe adult learners or, you know, people who are struggling with the etiquette. But actually it seems to be, because the conversation seems to be pretty good. Well, that's what they tell me.
Yeah.
I hate saying that about myself.
Listen, you have to back yourself. Go on.
But, you know, so many people are saying, geez, I would never have even thought about etiquette in a session. Yeah. Or people who just are enjoying listening to it.
And it sounds to me like it's a podcast that might evolve.
Yeah,
if
probably.
You know what I mean. Yeah. Now, You're a delegate at this conference as well, right?
I am.
So has it been very useful for you to speak to, and I can see you've made friends, right? Everyone's so supportive and welcoming, whether you're at the start of your journey or you've got 4 million followers. It seems to be a great leveler here.
It's brilliant. I have met so many people. I went home last night on a high and I was like, oh my God, I met this person. And everybody's so encouraging. So it's been really good. And it was an investment in my, you know, in my journey. So it was really good.
Kamiri, we can't have you turn up and not play something for us.
And I'm missing the Harvest Fair Festival and everything because of this too. It's on today in Glenties.
I can't take too much credit for that. That's T-Bex has robbed you of Glenties. Will you not be back in time? Oh, I suppose this is, you have to.
There's a closing party and, you know, parties.
Where, when and at what time? No, I'm joking. Okay, so what are you going to play for us, Tara?
Well, I might play Highland because Michaela, who was on earlier on...
Who hasn't stopped dancing.
Yes.
You know.
Michaela might do a dance. So if I dance a Highland, because she came to the Glen Tavern in Glenties last year and we did a programme, she filmed us there. And it was great fun. And, do you know, we've just become great friends ever since.
But you can see she's a lovely, lovely lady.
She is.
And she talked crazy as
well.
And
I think she has cajoled somebody into dancing.
We're all a bit crazy, Michaela. It's just if we can monetize that craziness.
That's it. That's why we're here.
Okay, right. So we have a special treat if you're watching, right? Because we've got a world-renowned blogger, influencer, presenter, however you wish to phrase it. And we also have a fantastic homegrown talent. And we will back announce them after we hear this. Take it away. A special mention to Rafa there, who was wondering, is this ever going to end? You could indeed. Thanks so much. And thanks for being a good sport, Rafa. Good to see I'm not the only person teams white runners with black trousers too. Maybe I'm young and relevant. Listen, that's what it's all about. The fun of it, though, isn't it? You know what I mean? The spontaneity of our music.
That's it. That is it. And can I maybe just mention my the podcast, where to find it?
100%.
Sorry, I might as well plug it when I'm on. It's not every day I get on the radio. Well, probably I'm too often on it.
Come on, just name the blooming podcast and where can people hear it?
It's called In Tune With Tradition. If they search for, they can either search for Session Etiquette or www.sessionetiquette.com.
Brilliant. And I've no doubt you're on a journey.
Yeah.
You know, you're not at the destination yet, but you're well down that road and it's going to be exciting to see where it all goes.
Yeah, I mean, it was launched on the 6th of July. Mairead Mooney. She launched it and she was the first episode. Then Martin Hayes was the second episode. Third episode was Kevin Crawford from the band Lunasa. Then we had about 2 Byron episodes with Amy Farrell Courtney, and then the last one there was Shannon Heaton from Boston. So we've just touched the 10,000 mark today.
Brilliant,
which is great.
Well done to you.
10,000.
It's amazing because you don't know where. I mean, you've mentioned a name there, but we've got so much depth.
Yeah.
You can keep going. Lovely stuff. Thank you.
Thanks
very
much.
Well done to you. All right. Now, don't forget, you can check out that podcast. That's Tara Cunningham from Glenties. And her podcast is called In tune with tradition. And I suggest you check that out. 086 60 25,000 is our WhatsApp and text number. Or you can give us a call on 074 91 25,000. You're tuned to the 9 till noon show here in Highland Radio, and it's the last show of the week. But also we are broadcasting live from the ATU in beautiful Letterkenny. And you know what? People are so, so impressed with what they have come in contact with here. We're very, very lucky. We're very lucky with what we have. Now I'm joined by Kimberly Kephart, who travels... Kimberly Kephart. And your brand is Kimberly Kephart Travels.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
it is.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Slow travel.
Yes, it's slowing down.
Do you know what's amazing is that people have huge followings in really quite specific areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, but I am a military spouse, so I am, you know, I've been in Poland, Korea, and now we're based in Italy, and so slow travel is my thing. I really just enjoy slowing down and meeting people. Like having face-to-face conversations and what slow travel can really do for you. It's one of the best things that I've ever started to do instead of, you know, going to the big cities and, you know, doing everything.
Yeah,
so I really
like
that.
Sometimes we put so much into our itinerary, it all becomes a blur, right?
It does.
So do you then focus more deeply on a specific area over 2 or 3 days, or do you take 2 weeks and do a regional or a county, or does it depend on the time? But is that the concept of slow travel?
So it's just slowing down and like doing things over a specific amount of time. I wish I could have 2 weeks, but I mostly do it in 4 or 5 days and just take it slow. For example, hiking here, I came here a little bit earlier and I did a 3-day hike from Ardra to, I'm going to mess this up, so please don't be mad at me, Glencolmkill.
You know, you're better at Glencolmkill than Ardra.
Thank God. And then to Carrick.
Wow.
So it was 3 days plus 1 rest day of just exploring the area. Wow.
And you talk about authentic trips. I mean, that is as authentic as it gets.
It was.
Right?
This is a beautiful area, especially for solo female travelers or hikers. I really think that this is one of the safest places to come and hike.
Yeah.
Except for the bogs. Got to figure that out. But it was stunning and so moving, and just being able to be with your thoughts and being able to take that all in. So.
As a military wife, okay, do you find that a lot of the people consuming your stuff are military wives themselves that say, listen, why am I sitting here? Why don't I use this opportunity to...
Yes, that's the number one problem, I think, with a lot of military spouses. They don't take advantage of the time they have in the places because they're afraid. And one thing that I like to talk about is transformational travel and even, you know, transformational living, in a sense that you need to get out and you need to be, like, with the community that you're embedded in.
Mm.
Say, for example, Italy. So many people are afraid to just go beyond their front door, which is surprising. But they're younger spouses, and you just have to teach them how.
I think a lot of times we allow ourselves to be scared to death.
Oh, yeah.
But also what we do is we use some things as our own safety wheels or something, you know?
I agree.
And we're here for a short time, not a long time, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes we can be our worst enemies. And I'm getting the impression you're breaking the self-imposed restrictions people have placed on themselves because it makes them feel safe and secure.
Yes.
But in reality, they're running the clock down.
Right. So I believe show by example. Be good. I think being a good citizen, like being that person that kind of reaches out to people and really just understands the place you're at. Taking the chance and doing something like this, interviewing with you and getting past fears and being an example for that. I think that's so important.
A lot of the delegates here seem to have the same story. They've been to Ireland, maybe Dublin, maybe somewhere else, first time in Donegal. So, I mean, and you've seen Donegal, that walk from Ardra, Glencolmkill, Carrick, you know, and I mean, I could tell you 2 other places that, you know, would blow your head off, right? But do you get a sense now that you've connected with Ireland in its full essence?
I would say not. I would say more Donegal.
Right,
because I think that this is a special place. Because, you know, I don't know much about the rest of Ireland, but I'm pretty sure
An honest blogger.
Yeah. Yes, I am. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I coming here and seeing how special the people are and how hospitable everyone is.
Do you get any spiritual connection to places? Is that your bike?
I would say there's been a couple times on hikes, especially in the Dolomites, and especially the other day I cried.
Moments, really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It's beautiful, and like you can't help but feel that, right? Yeah. Okay. Let it move you.
Yeah. You're on TikTok, Instagram, you've got your own blog. And I've asked a few people this, and I'm curious, where do you feel you're connecting or reaching people most at the moment, or do you need to be everywhere?
I really feel like the blog and freelance writing is the biggest connection.
A few people have said that, because the presumption is get 10,000 plays in a TikTok or 500K views on an Instagram post, but successful people working in this area, it seems to be the newsletter, the blog that connects with their people.
I would say that it's my blog and the writing. I get so many different emails from people who have retired that I've written stories about, you know, Italy or upcoming, like, Ireland. People have sent me messages basically saying, this is great. Thank you so much.
What are you going to do when the other half quits the army?
So he was supposed to this year. And then
you better do another 5 years, fella.
Well, we're actually moving to Belgium. So next. So I don't know how long that's going to be, but I'm going to be devastated when he actually retires. But I'll be happy when he retires
because
everything going on. So.
Well, you know what as well, of course. And who's to say where the next adventure takes you? And maybe both of you together. Who's to say?
I would love it if he came here.
Lovely stuff. Now, that's Kimberly Kephart. And if you want to check out Kimberly, her surname is spelled K-E-P-H-A-R-T, so it's Kimberly Kephart Travels. She's one of the delegates here at the TBEX conference, and she's on TikTok, Instagram, and you can check out her blog, Kimberly Kephart Travels. Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank
Lovely
you so
to
much.
Meet you. Thank you so very much indeed. Right. We are here at the TBEX conference at the ATU in Letterkenny, and there's a lovely buzz around the place. The people are lovely, and we're very lucky to have them here. And we're here thanks to Go Visit Letterkenny as well. They are supporting us being here. Two guests, and it's pretty much finishing off with our two guests. Laura. Laura Where She Lands, another solo traveller. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You have been staying in Bundoran.
Yes, I spent my first 2 days there.
And what's that like?
It was great. I've never been to Ireland. This was my first trip, and I wanted to stay in kind of like just a small town along the coast. And I went with Bundoran.
And this is your first travel conference, is that right?
Yes, it is.
So what's the learning curve been like?
It's been so informative. I mean, we have learned so much. It's been exciting. This has really just been an experience that I'll never forget.
Meeting other people, networking, picking up tips, exchanging, you know, what works for you.
Yes. Yeah. We've learned so much. I've met so many great creators. It's been incredible.
How big of a move was it you moving from, you know, traveling as a hobby and perhaps posting content and seeing it resonating a little bit, but then taking that leap into it being a career?
So I had been traveling solo for about 10 years before I even started making content. And a lot of my friends and family, they're like, you should be making content while you're doing this. And about 2 years ago, I finally took the leap and made my first TikTok. And it's just been, great, like, connecting with other travelers and meeting people along the way and just sharing our love of traveling.
So say, for instance, your family contacted you now, right, and says we're going to Florida for 2 weeks. Would that be your worst nightmare? You know, when you've got like 9 years or 10 years of complete freedom and independence?
It is a little bit difficult, traveling with family again. But I've done it. It's different, but...
All right, well, stay with us. That's Laura. And you can check Laura out at Laura_where_she_lands. And is that literal? Do you sort of kind of try and not plan any of everything? Is it, you know, what's the blog title? What does that tell us about what you're doing? Is it organized chaos? Is it just organized organization? What's the story?
I would say more along the lines of organized chaos. A lot of my trips, I've I book kind of last minute, not totally last minute, but I don't try to, I don't have everything planned out, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
I kind of like to do things on the fly and be able to be flexible.
Okay, Lauren Gay. Lauren Gay is a blogger, podcaster, TV travel expert. Check her out on Outdoorsy Diva. I love that, Outdoorsy Diva. Brilliant stuff. How are you, Lauren? Good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm great.
And is this your first trip to Ireland?
This is my second trip to Ireland.
And what's your takeaway so far?
You know what? I loved getting out of the city, out of Dublin this time to see more. We got to explore Donegal town. I love, you know, getting out to the more smaller places, seeing more history.
Is your title Outdoorsy Diva not a bit of an oxymoron?
Right? It is.
Can you be a diva in your wellies and your raincoat?
1,000% yes. Yesterday I had my lashes on.
But you've got, like, you know, many fingers in many pies. Photography, published photographist, which
yes.
is not, which is no mean feat in itself. You obviously have the podcast work and some consultancy work as well. So I can see why you'd have to have travel as part of your work life, because how could you do it in your downtime, right?
Right. I mean, honestly, the travel came first, and those are just different ways to tell stories, reach people in a different manner. The consulting was really to help people do what I do. But the podcast was an audio way. A lot of people won't necessarily read 1,000-word blog posts, but then other people like my YouTube and social media long form or short form video. So I think it just speaks to my ADHD, honestly. And I just can tell my stories in multiple formats.
You know, like, it's, there's a two-way relationship here, right? Because a lot of people in this area, they find a demographic, and you know, there's a two-way relationship, but there's something else going on here as well, because, you know, you've got a mission behind what you're doing. I don't know if a mission is an overstatement or not, but, you know, you promote racial diversity and inclusion in outdoor recreation and adventure travel. Did you see, particularly maybe amongst black women, a lack of confidence or a lack of belonging in that space? Or you know, what did you want to hit on there?
It's actually a bit of both. So there's absolutely an assumption, and sometimes that an outdoor space is not some place that we belong, where
Thank
we haven't
God
always
God, I live in a world
welcome.
Where I don't have to... I don't have those assumptions. If you know what I mean,
I
know the present, and I know where they're present, and I know why they might be present.
Right.
But it's so refreshing, you know, to be able to talk to you, but not feel that I'm somewhat responsible or what have you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, living in the States, that's just a reality, right?
Yeah.
That was real. And when I didn't grow up doing these things. My family didn't do these things, but I always felt good in nature, so I sought it out more. My son enjoyed it, so we did it more. But when I looked for other people, I didn't see representation of people who looked like me when it came to advertising, who brands work with, who they're showing doing these activities. So I became the representation. Yeah. And what I've seen in the last 10, 11 years is a shift. And
Brilliant.
So now you see far many more black people of all ages, you know, sizes, locations, who are into these things, doing these things. I've worked with major outdoor brands who have used my face and
Brilliant.
My likeness.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal. But in our community, I do have pushback from other black Americans
Wow.
who have this inherent fear. And it's just the way that generationally you're taught. So pushing against that, breaking through those barriers, making them feel accessible and empowered is a huge part of my work.
I think this is also a huge part of this industry as well, right? Because say, for instance, advertisers didn't see black people in these spaces, well, they're not going to target ads in that direction. And then it becomes this loop whereby people aren't included or don't feel involved, but then they're not seen and they're not targeted. But you, free of sort of advertising agencies or what have you, you can go out there, either yourself or your son, and break that. I mean, that's powerful.
It's very powerful. Yeah. I mean, we've had studies done, $194 billion from black American travelers alone spent in travel, and 62% of that in adventure travel. That's marketing. So it's not even about the human aspect, right? You would hope it would be, but honestly, you don't have to like me, but you like my money. So you should market to
it. I like you and I like your money. I might like your money more. No, I'm only joking. Lauren, listen, it's lovely having you here in Donegal. And I look forward to, I can't wait checking out all of your blogs now that, you know, when you get to speak to someone and get to see the content. Keep up your great work. Thanks so very much indeed. And also Laura, Laura Where She Lands. I love the way that names, when you speak to the likes of you, Laura, and you, Lauren, the names make more sense. Do you know what I mean? And yes. There's thought behind it. Thank you so very much to both of you.
Thank you.
Okay, that's Laura and that is Lauren there. Right, we're coming very close to the end of today's 9 till noon show. I just want to say another quick word with Mary Daly, who, of course, is a big element, a big component of how this conference came here. And, of course, go visit Letterkenny, strongly involved as well. And, you know, the more you talk to these people, right, from the TBX CEO to those that are creating the content, it's a lovely community, isn't it? Or they're all blooming good actors.
Absolutely, and I mean, they're from all over the world, but yet there's this sense of community within themselves. There's a sense of family, the TBX family. You know, they look forward, I suppose. You know, someone said to me over the last few days, writing can be lonely because sometimes they're working on their own. They're working with laptops or whatever. They're not in an environment where they're meeting people every day in a workplace. So this is their opportunity to come together at these conferences to see each other, but also to learn. I mean, you know, everything is changing so quickly, and to learn the latest trends and keep up to date with that. I mean, I popped into a few of the sessions there this morning. I mean, from learning how to light your videos properly to doing food blogging to whatever, you know, so it's all those trends. Okay. So, I mean, they're learning over the last few days. They're not just having a great, they are having a great time, but they're not just doing that. They're learning as well.
Well, I've seen very few bleary eyes. Everyone's looking fresh. Thanks so much, Mary.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank
and thanks
you.
To Highland Radio for coming here this morning
pleasure,
and I suppose help telling our local listeners as well just about what has been happening over the last few days, and also to see if they see all the activity online as well to give it a like and a share and keep getting that message across. And with people like your guests here this morning, I've no doubt that we will do that.
For sure. Thank you so very much indeed. That's where we leave it. Thanks to Donna Marie Doherty and Shannon Wilkins for producing today. Joe Dex on tech, and from me, Greg Hughes, have a fantastic weekend and we'll talk to you back in studio on Monday morning. Have a great weekend, everybody.